TED Audio Collective.
I'm Elise Hugh. You're listening to TED Talks Daily. You know the expression, less is more. I say it all the time. But in his TED 2023 talk, artist Machine Dazzle turns that notion on its head. He shares why, when it comes to art or fashion, more is more. After the break. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme, as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is a lot of things. Odoo is award-winning management software. Odoo is total control of your entire company in one place. Odoo is a suite of fully integrated applications for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. Basically, Odoo is what your business needs to succeed. So if you're ready to get more done in less time, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, business management made simple. Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
Hello, I'm Machine Dazzle, and I am an emotionally driven, instinct-based conceptual artist, designer, and musician. Today, I'm going to talk about the power of transformation through the sacred ritual of costume. Growing up in Middle America, I wasn't allowed to be who I was. I was discouraged from a career in the arts. When we went to the toy store, my two brothers would run to the black and blue aisle, and I would run to the pink aisle. There was a lot of shame surrounding my preference for girls' toys. I shoplifted my first Barbie. Desperate people do desperate things. But what was really happening during that time is I was building up a massive reserve of ideas, unrealized desires and dreams. And when I bought that one-way ticket to New York, which is the first decision I ever truly made for myself, I brought with me that reserve of unrealized dreams, desires, and ideas. And that's when I really started to take risks, and I learned about the power of transformation, starting with becoming my true self. In 2019, I was commissioned by Guggenheim Works in Process to do a show. I knew immediately that I wanted to make a show about my mother, Deborah. It was the 60s, the bouffant, the cat eye frames. Maybe some of you remember. Sadly, I lost my mother in 1996 to cancer. So in her honor, I created a rock and roll cabaret. It features songs that I wrote and sang about her, my relationship with her, and my self-actualization. It is called Treasure, and you can listen to it on your favorite streaming service. In fact, I just released the first dance track from it. It's called Understand, and if you like to wiggle your peach, then you should look it up. My opening outfit, I created this big 60s bouffant. It is made out of about 2,500 metallic pipe cleaners. Why pipe cleaners? Because wigs are common, and I like to challenge existing systems and take risks, and it is actually quite heavy. Transformation takes commitment. Did I mention that my work is maximal? We are complex beings. We exist in many layers. Speaking of layers, then I added this swing coat. It's made out of an old American flag, camouflaged in paint, dye, and adorned with flowers. Flowers that I found in the dumpster at the cemetery where my mother's ashes are buried. Yes, people take fake flowers off of the graves, throw them into the dumpster to put new fake flowers on the graves. I thought it was appropriate. And so there it is, a source of protection. On stage, I became not my mother, that wasn't the point. I became a higher version of myself. Not man, not woman, something other. In this show, I'm hoping to realize all of my dreams, and not just mine, but all of my mother's too, because she had them. More is more. One of my most maximal projects to date is with my favorite collaborator, Taylor Mack. Together with hundreds of others, we created a 24-hour show. It is called 24 Decades, A History of Popular Music. It premiered in Brooklyn at St. Anne's Warehouse in 2016. It's a 24-hour show. It starts in 1776 and goes to the present day. Every hour of the show is, you know, dedicated to a different decade in American history. For every decade, I created a costume that is conceptually adjacent, not historically accurate. Why? Because traditional historical costume already exists, conceptually and otherwise, and I like to break traditions and invent new ones. And when you break an egg, there are countless ways to turn it into something delicious. So it's high noon in Brooklyn at St. Anne's Warehouse. It's the top of the show in 1776, right after we freed ourselves from the British and the United States. Inspiration came when I was walking in Brooklyn, where I live. I was passing this laundromat. What were they doing? They were taking down these old plastic grand opening flags. What were they doing? They were putting up new plastic grand opening flags. Well, I snatched them out of the garbage because, you know. I noticed how weather-worn and brittle and fragile they were. And I got to thinking about the end of the American Revolution and how tattered and torn and broken everything must have been. And then it hit me. This costume wants to tell a story. An illegitimate child of colonialism ran away from home to New Orleans and opened a laundromat called Le Washerie, and they are celebrating the Grand Ouverture as the official, unofficial cheerleader of the original 13 colonies. This is maximalism. Not only is it layer upon layer aesthetically, it's idea on top of idea conceptually. It becomes its own story almost, that you can almost read like a book. Well, if history has taught us anything, it's that things change. Here we are an hour later in the show, and it's time for a costume change. An apple pie as a headdress. The care and the craft and the smell of home. And I put two pipes on Taylor's back, upholstered in a, you know, colonial fabric. Steam was coming out of them at the top of that decade, but you know how it is. And they represent the invention of the steam engine, which gave way to westward expansion, for better or for worse. And then I thought, well, what else was happening? Well, George Washington was president at the time, and I was always kind of into his little cherry tree story of virtue. You know, I cannot tell a lie, I chopped down that cherry tree. And it was the French Revolution across the pond, and the guillotine was like full on. So I was like, well, why don't I combine them together? And, ooh, you know, severed heads in cherry tree drag as garments. What I'm getting at is the costume can be so much more than the costume. It can be the props. It can be the set. It can tell its own stories. It can even be its own character. It can be all of it at the same time. This kind of maximalism leaves an audience completely satisfied, yet wanting more at the same time. More is more. Well, Wouldn't you know, now it's 7 p.m. at night and it's time for the Civil War. I took two distinct inventions from this time to help tell this story. I read somewhere once that the American hot dog evolved out of German immigrants selling their bratwurst in rolls on the streets during the 1860s. Well, I like that. And then this distinctive barbed wire, you know, barbed wire, a symbol of separation, security, insecurity. Well, I wanted to combine the two together. In this way of making things, I bring order to disorder. By turning barbed wire into hot dogs, what I'm trying to do, hopefully, is eat through what is separating us. In this case, slavery. When you believe in something that is marginalized and goes against the mainstream of society, it is so important that you do it big, bold, brave, and unapologetically. Truly. Okay, well, here we are after the war again. It's time for Reconstruction. And, you know, how about the invention of the typewriter? And then the introduction of dynamite and toilet paper on rolls. How domestic. Well, I took those empty toilet paper rolls and I painted them look like sticks of dynamite. And boom, headdress. Hello. You know, why not? Well, now we've been performing all night. We're tired. It's 10 a.m. It's the 1980s, just in time for the AIDS pandemic. Taylor wears two white high-heeled shoes sprinkled with little green pom-poms. They look like clown shoes, but they represent the white blood cells being attacked by HIV. This collaboration, this 24-decade history of popular music, took maximalism and more is more to a whole new level. I have to say, through the music, the storytelling, and the transformative nature of the costumes, we changed the course of queer history. And, if nothing else, it sure is fun to pull an all-nighter with 24 costume changes. Well, here we are. This is me on the streets of New York City at the Easter Bonnet Parade several years ago. I am a fan of taking my art to the streets, but I have to tell you, it takes a little bit of courage to dress like this in public, particularly these days. Just about every part of my creative ethos is under attack in the United States right now. On first glance, you might see an over-the-top outfit on a Sunday in black and white and pink, but upon closer inspection, you'll see the details, the skull peeking out, the skeletal hand creeping out of the innocent plush animals on my head. I once had my Easter bonnet ripped right off of my head in front of St. Patrick's Cathedral. Sometimes I think that life is about overcoming all of your greatest fears. Life itself is how you go about that. I go all the way. There is no happiness that I know unless I am risking something. The only true happiness that I know comes from this sense of accomplishment, by taking the risk. A good friend gave me really good advice once. Machine, it's never too early to be pre-revolutionary, and it's never too late to be post-apocalyptic chic. Sometimes this course of action, this transformation, is the most honest action that you can take. You owe yourself honesty. I consider it a prayer. Today, after all, is a placeholder for what's coming tomorrow. By becoming other, you avoid labels. You can change someone's life just by walking across the room because you are changing what is possible in their minds. Be more. You will get more out of life. And not just for you, for everyone around you. This is very fertile, very creative space where anything is possible.
Support for the show comes from Brooks Running. I'm so excited because I have been a runner, gosh, my entire adult life. And for as long as I can remember, I have run with Brooks running shoes. Now I'm running with a pair of Ghost 16s from Brooks. Incredibly lightweight shoes that have really soft cushioning. It feels just right when I'm hitting my running trail that's just out behind my house. You now can take your daily run in the better than ever Go 16. You can visit brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Scientist Andrew Dent helps manufacturers rethink how they make stuff.
This one I thought might be interesting. Merdicotta. It's actually cups and bowls that are manufactured out of cow manure.
But this is poop. This is cow poop.
This is cow poop, yes.
But it looks really nice.
On the hunt for a sustainable future and reimagining how we get there. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts. PRX.